Matsuri Vyavakantara Brajavasi. What do you mean by Matsuri Vyavakantara Brajavasi? When Krishna left Braj, he came to Mathura. A crude being brought him in Mathura. Then all Brajavasis, they are suffering so much for Krishna, they are lamenting for Krishna, that Krishna came to Mathura. So we have to serve Brajavasis who are Mathura Virakala, that means who are lamenting for Krishna when Krishna came in Mathura. We have to serve Brajavasi who are lamenting for Krishna, that kind of Brajavasi, we have to serve Brajavasi. That means in this planet, who is sadhak, maybe Siddha and Sadhak both, who was doing bhajan in this world and teaching us that being is an associate, eternal associate, is acting like a sadhak and is serving in mood of Brajavasis, we have to serve him. Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada gives so many advices. So many Vaishnav also here, and we shall hear from Gurudev. And due to my poor knowledge of English, so which I misguide you, so please excuse me. Pancha Kalvata Rupa Step Vipasindu Bhani Vajra Kavita.
Speak there.
They want to offer you also something.
So you should bring, and I think I should express all these things there.
Today you should come there earlier. At 4:50, at about 5, we can begin our classes. So Krishna style.
श्री वासुकान्वी देवी दैताय कृतभ्य श्री कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाठ श्री महान भक्त गौतम शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते वंचा कल्पतरु हर्ष प्रकाशम देव च पतितानं पावन नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur is associate of Krishna and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you have heard from now. No. He was not a conditioned soul. He has come directly from Lok Vrindavan to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Especially he is the associates of Srimati Radhika, Sri Vasubhanu. So when he appeared in this world, in the house of the Bhakti Vinod Thakur at Puri, as a son of Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so many symptoms were there in his body.
Umbilical cord was like a Brahman thread.
Tilak in all his
12 places.
All his body fell. And that was a sign of Tulasi to country in Malaya. If I will wash here, you can see line of tilak, because from beginning and end. But in his body, it was very
from very birth. very apparent.
It was very prominent.
And prominent. Because his body was transcendent. So everything was like that. And his mother told to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told to say, oh, really? He's a transcendental person, any Vaishnava. I have not seen anywhere these things. So it has been told also. He will take birth in Puri. So, Vasubhanvi Devi, very near and dear to Vasubhanvi, Srimati Radhika, Srila Prabhupada was there. And that is why the chariot of Jagannath Devi, in that court festival, stopped for 3 days. And it was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the father of boy, who brought from his house Srila Vimalananda. At first name was not Vimalananda. Name was not kept. And he brought, because any lady cannot come and they can ride on chariot of Jagannath. Even they cannot touch. There is a rule and regulation. So it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur who brought that child, and he was on the chariot. And seeing this, his garland came down, and it was given to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And also annaprasana was given to
grand ceremony
that we did last night, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took from Pandas the remnant of Jagannath and he gave in his mouth and kept name that only by the mercy of Vimala Devi,
the
Swarup Shakti of Jagannath, he has come in my house. That is why he kept name Vimala Shakti. After that, so many strange things even. After that, when he came down from the chariot, at once after 3 days, Rath began to run so quickly. So all were astonished to see the
miracle.
After that he was nourished at Puri. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the government officer. His service was changeable, sometimes here and there. So Prabhupada walked with him so many places. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur had very so much attachment with Puri. When this boy was of 3-4 years, he is also brilliant. He used to take Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu books, wherever Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to go and give classes. And very patiently, he used to hear all these things. When he became the age of 5, anywhere in Calcutta, in Amasthane, the Jara Thakura,
Bada Bajar,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Jekhane Thakur. I don't remember the place. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur with family used to be there. Huh? No.
What?
Then evolve us for making building from evolve was defective.
Bhakti Bhavan.
Bhakti Bhavan. Bhakti Bhavan, what garden? Bhakti Bhavan, not any garden. So, in taking wall, a digra of Nishimhadev came out.
Amlatala Skirena Kutai
Bhakti. Not Kurma?
No, no. Near Chetpur Road. I am missing. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at once he gave Hari Nam. And very little age, 3-4 years. And here, when this Digra came, oh, he should be given Diksha. So he gave mantra. Name is himself Krishna. To purify name, to have a relation with Krishna, Diksha mantra is given. To purify one and to have a relation. Name has all powers, but without relation, it will be so late. So, for purification, Diksha is given of mantra. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave also. Nishing mantra and mantra, Diksha. Diksha of Nishing mantra. And he began to worship Nishimhadev. After that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him in Sanskrit a school near Calcutta. At that time, Bengal was very, very
famous
place for Sanskrit history. And very soon, at the age of 9, all the pandits of Bengal, they selected him, this boy, Vimalananda.
Vimala Prasad.
And they thought, hey, he's big astrologer now, he has become. So, and he knew all the siddhanta of, established the truth of
astrology.
So they gave the surname, Siddhanta Sarasvati. But not Bhakti Siddhanta.
Siddhanta
Saraswati. After that, only for astrology it was. And he was so brilliant that even the Ashutoshi Chilo,
Vice Chancellor of Calcutta University.
Vice Chancellor
of Calcutta University.
Calcutta University. He wanted to give a post of astrology, highest post, to this Bhakti Siddhanta, Siddhanta Saraswati. But he told that, I have not come to count the stars in the sky and the dust
particles
of this world, earth. I have not come for this. I cannot accept this. I have come to serve Krishna and Radha and Yugal Mahaprabhu and to preach all these things. So he never accepted. This post was kept so much, for so long period, empty, but he could. He never accepted. Then he had some quarrel with the professor and teachers in his college also and the Sanskrit college also. And he cut all the arguments of the professors and principals and he left the school. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to his mother, the mother of Srila
Prabhupada
and brothers, they wanted that he should earn some money. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not interested in this. They opened a medical store for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Vimalananda Saraswati. And he went like Swamiji. And after some time, it was
failure.
Then he was sent to Kashim Bazar in East Bengal. The king of Kashim Bazar was a bhakta. He wanted that his boy should be learn something like in Vaishnava etiquette. And he was friend of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he requested that, I want that any good teacher should be sent for my boy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his son, Vimalananda, can you go there? And for some time, there's a very big library of Vaishnava library. You can go and read. And also you can
teach
that boy. He went there. And at that time, 1 rupee has so much value. So much value. Like England pound. And at that time, he made a salary of 300 rupees. So you can see that how much it was. Very high salary. He began to teach boy, but very soon the boy became like Vaishnava. He began to chant Hari name. He was going to be a renowned sannyasi. No attachment for his mother, father, brother, or for wealth or anything. Then his mother wanted to take poison, and he told that to his husband that if this young person, Vimalananda, is teaching my boy, then he will be renounced. So I will take poison, I will die. Then his all associates also, they told to king, and at last king told that I will give you 300 rupees per month.
I shall send.
But anyone don't want that you should teach my God. Prabhupada became so happy. And in the meantime, in 4-5 months, he read all the books. From top to bottom, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, and all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all books. Very big, there was very big. In 4 months he quickly read all the books. And he returned to Mayapur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was happy that he is getting 300 rupees salary. And his mother was also. But he refused. I don't want to take any price of these dishes. Never I will take. So he refused. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought, what should I do? Then he made him at a Jamindari, you know?
He bought
some land in Mayapur that you see. The birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he bought, and then he engaged Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Jogpeet and made a hut. And in that hut, Gaur Vishnu Priya, Panchatattva, and Radha Krishna both, they were established there. There was none. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to come sometimes. After that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur resigned and came to Godhrum and established a bhajan kuti there. And there, Srila Gaurakishoredas Maharaj used to come. And there was a very good discourses of Bhakti there. Sometimes Prabhupada used to come there. And when Gaurakishoredas Babaji was there, he used to hear all the discourses between Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishoredas Babaji. And he was so much attracted to Gaurakishoredas Babaji. And then he made up mind that I should make my spiritual guru, Srila
Gaurakishoredas Babaji.
Though he knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so high, but people will think that, oh, he is his father. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati never understand like this. He always
respect.
especially he used to know that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also part in Bhagavat Parampara, Guru of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji. He knew. So, he was determined to be the Shatru of Srila. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Bhagavat Parampara, he is Guru to Prabhupada. And also Gaurakishore Das Babaji in Guru Parampara. I cleared it in my article. It may be come out very soon. So, how he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada? He has told, Namin Krishna has told, and now it is going to very time. So, I will speak something there. So, you should be satisfied by this.
नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रतिष्ठाय कृष्ण भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती शिवाशुभानी देवी कृताय कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिनी माधुर ज्योति भक्ति श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय I was speaking there about the special characteristics of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Also, I began in my evening classes sweet pastimes of Krishna and the teachings. So, I want to tell something, two words about Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In so many days, we cannot entirely glorify Srila Prabhupada. Endless ocean. So in an hour, or in a day, 2 days, it cannot be explained. Especially his character and transcendental characteristics so high that any worldly person cannot touch. As you have seen that in the body there, Rupanga Bhakti Dham. What is Rupanga? Namin Krishna explained a very little Rupanga, Ragatma. So he was of the transcendental realm. And the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So he has come to give these things. But when he came, there was so much jungle of Mayabad, Sajya, Sakhibad, Sakhibheki, Smartbad, Goswamibad, and all. And first he has to make the barren land
fertile.
To make fertile. So he has to cut all the jungles of all these. So most of his time went on in this. So when we will glorify him, then we will have to glorify by all these activities. He cut the arguments of all. But after this, when we will touch his glory, transcendental glory, then anyone, very rare person, can touch these things. I know that we are discussing so many things, especially past times of Krishna, so many good thoughts, Siddhan. But I know that there are someone who has no interest. So they may think that whether I should be in preaching with Narayan Maharaj or I should return to India. It may be. But most of all, you are so inspired to hear. And wasting of lot of money, you are with me, very incautious, inspiring. But when we will explain some extraordinary things, transcendental, oh, it will be very hard to touch on these things. But general person, general devotees can understand, oh, how he cut Bhayava, Smart, Sahajiya, Sakhi Bhedi and all others. How he preached, all these things we can understand. But what was his transcendental theories and why he came to this world and what he did for this, very hard to realize. There are five kinds of these vichar, siddham, pratyaksha vichar.
Opinion, perception,
no.
Direct perception.
Perception, five perceptions. Pratyaksha means
direct perception.
Which is realized by senses. And we can see, we can touch, we can smell,
we can hear
all these. Some are aparoksha. We cannot see, we cannot touch, we cannot, but there is something. And that is called paroksha. Paroksha means English?
Indirect.
Hypothesis.
Indirect.
Hypothesis.
No, on, not on man.
No, hypothesis.
No.
Anuman is hypothesis.
So anuman is not.
Aparoksha, that which is beyond,
beyond
material perception. No.
That is swarga.
Swarga.
The happiness and the which is tested in there, not here. Aparoksha. Then aparoksha. Paroksha, pratyaksha, paroksha, and then aparoksha. What is aparoksha? Not realized by senses. But there is something beyond the limit of this, that is Brahma Tattva, mukti. Aparoksha is mukti. And then adhoksha. What is adhoksha? Beyond the limit of mind, but not aparoksha, not mukti. Like Narayan Tattva, and there the service of Narayan is adhoksha. Adhakritam atikrantam akshajam jena jnana sah sa adhoksha. These things and the modes which cannot be realized by mind, these are aparoksha. But there is mind of Atma, intelligence of Atma, and everything is there of Atma. So, which is realized in, by the senses of Atma, pure, then it is called adhokshaja. So, Narayan is adhoksha. And after this aprakrita, when we will serve Krishna in Vrindavan, then with a rush, we will realize Vrajendananda Shyam Sundar in four ways. Dasya, Shakya, Vatsalya, Madhur. And then Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. So much opulent. More than Vaikunth, more than Golok, but yet covered with Madhurya. Madhurya means sweetness. So this is called aprakrita. Srila Prabhupada revived it in this Gyan,
knowledge
in this five categories. And he showed that all the karmis, like those who followed Jaimini, by austerities, fire sacrifices, they got sun, so much wealth, reputation and everything. They seek protection. Like Ravana, Jarasandha, Kumbhakarna, Duryodhan, Kansa, they were feeling happiness in worldly all these things. So they are pratyakshadars and they used to sacrifice so much and to attack another to take their kingdom and wealth and wives and so on. So this is called pratyaksha. Then paroksha, the sacrifices for swarga. Or so many kings did it. Tetam bhuktasad lokam vishalam khine punne matta lokam vishanti evam trai dharman prapatna gata gatam kama kama alabante. By the result of these sacrifices, so many kings, they went to who went to swarga and again fell down.
Keeping head down and speaking.
What name?
Trishanku.
Trishanku. And so many. Anyone with sacrifice, they will go to swarg. Again, after testing them, they will have to come to this world. This is paroksha. And Shankar Sampradaya and the followers of Shankara Sampradaya. Aparoksha. Also, we can take, but they are bhakti virodhi, aparadhi. So we cannot count them in this. We can count first stage of Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sukadeva Goswami in first. There were so much had nishtha in Nirgunya. Nirgunya means no akar, no shape, no attributes, no power, there is something. So this can be aparoksha. And then adhoksha, in second stage of Sanakshanandan, by the help of
Brahma,
they went to Vaikuntha. Taking the very sweet shape, fragrance of Tulasi and Gandha,
Sandal,
offered in the lotus feet of Narayan. And they saw Chaturbhuja Murti, very beautiful. And they became servant of, eternal servant of. This is Adhoksha, the associate like Jaya Vijaya and so many Garud, sometimes Narada also, they are serving Adhokshad Narayan. These are of his. Their bhakti is of affluence. Aishwarjamai bhakti. Anything? Name? Aishwarjamai bhakti?
Affluence, full of affluence.
Devotion in all reverence.
And after this, we can see bhakti of Rup Sanatan and Goswamis, the bhakti of gopis, the bhakti of Dandakaranya Rishi, bhakti of the rituals of Vedas, Vedmanta. They became gopi and serving Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. So this is but
aprakita.
Prabhupada has not to create any of the beginning force, not to give pratyaksha, not to give paroksha, not to give adhoksha, Ramanu, Madhva and others, they are given aparoksha, adhoksha. But see, Prabhupada has not come to give this. He has come to give this aprakrit mood bhav. That is raganuga bhav. By this raganuga bhav we can enter in the realm of ocean of rasa braj bhakti. Especially not only braj bhakti, the mood of sakhi, how they serve Krishna. And among sakhi, only mood of Rupa Goswami he has come to. What is the mood? He is serving conjugal rather than Krishna, but always inclination towards Srimati Radhika. When Radha and Krishna are separated and Krishna comes to his house, Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and Srimati Radhika returns to Javat or Varsana, then the Sakhi Rupmanjari, where she will be?
With Srimati Radhika.
Not in Nandagaon. She will come to, she always be present with Radhika, always serving. At the time of sleeping, taking prasadam, massaging, giving water, everything, decorating, making bath, everything,
like
a shadow, always with Srimati Radhika. She will be happy if Radhika is happy. And if Radhika is unhappy, she will feel unhappy. She will be so happy if Radhika is defeating Krishna. And if Radhika is defeated and Krishna is clapping, then she will be
unhappy,
sadness. So Srila Prabhupada was what manjari?
Nayan manjari.
What is Nayan manjari? The beauty of the eyes of Radhika. What is this beauty? To do archan of Krishna by core of eyes. And Krishna will sit and stand by the indication of these crooked eyes of Sakhis. So he is named. And he has come only to teach persons this mood. So you can see the glory of Srila Prabhupada. He was in the line of Sarup Damodar, Raramananda. He was in the line of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, especially Rupa and Raghuna. And sometimes he was following Jiva Goswami, very, very strong in personality and his established Siddhanta. He never
compromised
with Sahaji Asaki, Dekhi, Mayavadi. Never for support. His arguments were so high and strong that anyone coming to Srila Prabhupada used to be bent and fell on the flat on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So, when he was in Puri, I have told that some symptoms of Vaishnava was there. And how he went to Kashim Bazar Naresh and he was teaching his boy like tutor, and he returned back from there. And then has Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent him to Mayapur. And he took landlordship there, only for Prabhupada. And he established him there. Then Prabhupada now began Navadvip Parikrama that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. With so many persons, he also preached. They told that, well, who are Brahmin? Those who have the quality of Brahman. Brahminism will not be decided, shouldn't be fixed by birth only. There should be some impression, past impression, Shuddha Bhav, Swabhav, nature, the association, and the qualities. If Brahmin quality is there, what are the Brahmin? There are 12 qualities of Brahmins. So if, like Sahishnuta, to give anything to others.
Yajan, Jajan, Dan,
so there are so many. So this would be in Brahmins, especially to serve Krishna. If these qualities are not there, if he is coming in Brahman birth, Brahman dynasty, he is not Brahman. But anyone, anywhere else taken birth. But having the qualities of Brahmins, they are Brahmins. That is why Brahmins were so much angry with Prabhupada. He also told, nowadays, Goswamis, those who have come in the dynasty of Goswami, they are actually Goswami. Otherwise, anyone cannot be said Goswami. Who? General person. And this has so much honor for Goswami, Santan, the sons of Goswami. Prabhupada told that this symptom is bad, not authentic. Not those who have the quality of Goswami, Gomesh Indriya, who can conquer all the
senses.
Like what senses? First sloka of those who have conquered all these things. And they are serving from all senses, Krishna and Radha, Mahaprabhu. They are actually Goswami. Whether they are this, not in the dynasty of Goswami. If a person coming in by birth in the dynasty of Goswami, but drinking
wine
and taking flesh, eggs and so many things, and he has a shop of shoes or anything, and not having the qualities of Goswami, he is not Goswami. Then Goswami became opposite to Srila Prabhupada. Also so many became so much opposite to Prabhupada. But his preaching was fine. All the new boys with impressions became as brahmacharis and they began to propagate the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Yep. Cutting the arguments of Mayavad, Sajyavad, Sakhivad and all others and establishing the Siddhanta of Bhakti. So new boys were coming, women were coming and joining his mission. He gave sannyas to the qualified persons who never fell down. Never fall down. Like my Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj was not direct sannyasisya of Srila Prabhupada. His sisya of sannyasisya of my Gurudev.
Jajavar Maharaj.
Jajavar Maharaj, last sannyasi.
Golkhanas Maharaj.
Vaikhanas Maharaj,
Sauti
Maharaj,
Goswami Maharaj,
Goswami Maharaj. Not Goswami Maharaj. They never fell down. They were Sadhguru. And his brahmacharis, like my Gurudev, and so many Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, he became
Siddhanti
Maharaj. Siddhar Maharaj, his first name was, you remember? Siddhar Maharaj? Don't remember?
Champardai, did you know?
Siddhar Maharaj. I remember, but I. My remembrance is now. Siddhar Maharaj, he was Brahmachari.
Pranavananda.
Hayagri Brahmachari.
Sachisunu Brahmachari.
And some are also of Vanprastha also, like Sauti Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, and all others. Narahat Parguna Brahmachari, Narsing Maharaj Brahmachari. So, he made parties, gave diksha and party made, and sent preaching party everywhere. He opened center, preaching center, not mutt, akhada. Wrestling with so many bishops.